ceasefire in Gaza, Britain abstained. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people have been marching in UK cities in support of Palestinians. Max, who is Jewish, joined the demo in London.
Ceasefire is important to safeguard Palestinian lives, and it's important as well as a lot of Israeli families have said, in order to safeguard the lives of hostages. The current military solution is proving completely incapable of keeping anyone safe, Palestinian or Israeli, and a ceasefire is the only way to bring about lasting peace and bring about lasting justice.
It's reported another Israeli hostage kidnapped by Hamas has been killed. 25-year-old Sahar Baruch was among those taken on 7th of October. Elsewhere, the minister who resigned over Rishi Sunak's Rwanda plan says any suggestion it'll cut illegal immigration is for the birds. Robert Jenrick also claims the number of migrants coming to the UK is so large, it's impossible to integrate them into society. Parts of the UK are braced for more wind and rain this weekend, with gusts of up to 70 miles an hour expected in some areas. The Met Office has issued several weather warnings for Storm Ellen. To sport, Erik ten Hag's hoping his Manchester United team can beat Bournemouth in the Premier League. Live to Darren Stanage at Old Trafford.
Where it's the visitors who are in front at half-time here. An early goal scored by Dom Solanke, the difference. A nice finish after the host gave away possession to Cook, who provided the assist. Solanke's also had a goal ruled out for offside. He's hit the post as well. Maguire, the closest for United, with a header tipped over. But the hosts are in trouble at half-time here, where it's Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 1.
Under fire, Nottingham Forest boss Steve Cooper's mind won't be put at ease. His side are drawing 1-1 at Wolves. Sheffield United are 1-0 up against Brentford. And in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers are on track to cut Celtic's lead at the summit to 5 points as they lead Dundee 3-1. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
2 minutes past four is the time. A very good Saturday afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Sharp and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
The windy conditions will continue this Saturday night. Further outbreaks of rain and drizzle across some parts of our area can be expected, but it's going to be mainly dry with clear spells overnight. The winds will gradually ease during the early hours of Sunday as well. Overnight minimum temperature 6 degrees Celsius. Looking ahead to tomorrow, early sunny spells will be replaced by thickening cloud. Rain heavy at times will spread across our area late Sunday morning, but quickly clearing. Some late afternoon sunny intervals are possible. Breezy again overnight going into Monday. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 11 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Thinking about your love.
Yeah,
sometimes, and you can get discouraged when it seems as though our working lives are keeping us apart. Put your trust in me, baby, don't you worry, and it won't be long now, so we must be strong. There were times I know I let you down so badly. I never knew then what losing your love would happen.
So I'm asking you be faithful to me, baby. Cause I'm coming through.
To see him last Sunday, Kenny Thomas, he was at the Palace Theatre down in Westcliff, a really, really good show, and I even bought a signed copy of his new compilation album afterwards, really enjoyed that. That was Big Hit Viz from 1991, Thinking About Your Love. 8 minutes past four, you're listening to Phoenix Line at 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sports. Good to have you along. Some half times in the rugby European Champions Cup. Pool 2 at the break. It's Bath 8, Ulster 14, and Toulouse 31, Cardiff Rugby 7. Pool 2 also. And in the European Challenge Cup, a couple of half times there. Sharks 24, Pal 5, and Castellers 17, Scarlets 9. One more racing result. Last race of the afternoon from Chepstow was the 3:50. First was number 2, Durancon, priced at 9-4. Second was number 6, Ski Lodge, priced at 9-2. And third was number 9, Walking the Hills, the 9-4 favourite, 7 ran. Getting back to football, it is still half-time at Ibrox. Rangers 3, Dundee 1 is the half-time score. News is coming, though, of a red card. It was in the 6th minute of time added on at the end of the first half. Rangers had Jose Cifuentes dismissed, so they're now down to 10 men. An early second-half equaliser at the John Smith Stadium in the Championship game between Huddersfield and Bristol City. I believe it's now one apiece in that game, and it's Tommy Conway who has scored for Bristol City. And I understand that the King Power also in the Championship. It is now Leicester City 2, Plymouth Argyle 0. Patson Daka has scored a second for Leicester, the leaders 4 minutes into the second half. News of a goal in League One as well early in the second half between Burnt Albion and Stevenage. I understand have gone in front. They equalised late in the first half through Kane Hemmings. They won a penalty 6 minutes after the restart, and that has been scored by Jamie Reid. And it's all over in the cricket, the Women's International 2020 match between India and England. Well done to England women. They won by 4 wickets, finishing on 82 for 6 after India had finished 80 all out. New music from Lenny Kravitz. That's TK421. Quite a few more things have happened in the football, including in our feature game at Brisbane Road, Leighton Orient versus Derby County in EFL League One. And it's really not the O's afternoon at the moment. Derby are now 2-0 up against 10-man O's. Nathaniel Mendez-Lang scored a second for Derby in only the second minute of the second half. Just to remind you, Orient are down to 10 men after Brandon Cooper was dismissed in the first half. In the Scottish Premiership, St Mirren have gone in front against Ross County. Unfortunate and perhaps aptly named Ryan Leake scoring own goal of one of Ross County defenders to give St Mirren a lead in that game. I think St Mirren have just scored a second. Actually, not sure who's got that one at the moment. Onga, the scorer, after 56 minutes. So, St Mirren 2, Ross 2, Ross County 0. Elsewhere in the Scottish Premiership, a couple of other goals. Aberdeen have equalised against Hearts. Bojan Miofsky, 9 minutes into the second half at Pittodrie. And also St Johnstone, they're away to Motherwell this afternoon, and St Johnstone have taken the lead. Motherwell's Beavis Mugabe putting the ball through his own nets 8 minutes into the second half at Fir Park. Dagenham Redbridge 1, Peterborough Sports 1. That's the latest score for Victoria Road. Daggers were in front at half time thanks to a 17th minute goal from Samling, but Peterborough Sports from the National League North have equalised in that one. And it does look like Leicester, well, almost certainly staying on top of the Championship this evening. They're now 4-0 up against Plymouth. They've scored two. Well, they've scored three second-half goals in the space of around 7 minutes. Patson Daka, as I mentioned earlier, scored their second 4 minutes after the restart. Steffi Mavididi with his second on 52. And Wilfried Ndidi scoring in the 55th minute. He got their fourth. Bristol Rovers have equalised against Cheltenham in League One. Jack Hunt, 5 minutes after the restart. It's now Livingston. No, I thought it was Livingston nil, Hibs 2, but I think Hibernian have had a goal disallowed, so we're still winning 1-0 at Livingston. And not the start that Cambridge United's new manager Neil Harris wanted. He has seen his new charges go a goal behind in the 52nd minute at the Valley against Charlton Athletic. It's May, the scorer for the Addicts. And Southend United have gone in front at Roots Hall against Hampton Richmond Borough in the FA Trophy, and they've just got a second, I believe, not sure of the scores. I'll see if I can find out in a while. Tranmere have equalised against Newport in League 2. Kieran Morris in the 57th minute. Another goal in the Scottish Premiership has come in the match between St Mirren and Ross County. No, I've already mentioned that, haven't I? Sorry about that. Yes, St Mirren 2, Ross County 0. Averley have equalised against Hungerford Town in the FA Trophy. Again, not got any details of the goal scorer. I might have to have a scour on Twitter. Chelmsford City have gone in front away to National League Oxford City, also in the trophy. And Walsall have equalised at Notts County in League 2. It's now 1-1 at Meadow Lane. McKenzie, the scorer for the Saddlers in the 56th minute. And in the Championship, Southampton, who have been in fine form, have taken the lead at Vicarage Road against their hosts, Watford. Shea Adams, the scorer of that goal on 56 minutes.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation, with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Cricket, lovely cricket.
If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Doing a quick bit of research as to who scored goals in those FA trophies, as I mentioned. Southend United 2, Hampton Richmond Borough 0. Nathan Ralph, with his first goal of the season for the Shrimpers, put them in front, and Jack Bridge added a second. Meanwhile, Averley, who have equalised against Hunkerford Town at Parkside in their trophy tie, Joe Goodbody was the scorer of the Millers' equaliser. And Oxford City 0, Chelmsford City 1. Callum Watts was the man who has put the Clarence in front in that tie just before the hour. Racing now, and another result for Newcastle, the 405. First was number 2, Never Fear, priced at 5-1. Second was number 7, Petra Solera, priced at 12-1. And third was number 4, On Passel, the 2-1 favourites. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. In League 2, it's just got worse for Colchester United at the Community Stadium. They are now 2-0 down against Crawley Town, who won a penalty in the 64th minute, and that was scored by Danilo Orsai-Dodomo. So it's Colchester 0, Crawley 2 in that League 2 match. Ladies Travel coming up soon. Let's have another little Christmas tune, shall we? You'll know this one. It is, of course, Wham and Last Christmas.
I gave you my heart.
Phoenix FM travel news.
With the time at 26 minutes past four, let's first of all take a look at what's happening on the roads. Nothing to report in Brentwood or Billericay this afternoon, but still a few issues further afield. M25 clockwise is still slow between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. The M11 London bound is still busy, southbound between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. Crown Hill is no longer busy, but the High Street is busy northbound currently between the A127 and Crown Hill. Epping High Street still busy in both directions from the High Street on... Sorry, I'll start again. Epping High Street still busy in both directions from Stonards Hill as far as Berry Lane. Lots happening in Chelmsford this afternoon. Springfield Road is currently busy, both between Victoria Road and Arbor Lane and between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. And Victoria Road itself is busy from Duke Street up to the New Street traffic lights. And some of the approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout are still busy too. Van Diemen's Road from Lady Lane onwards, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass. There's quite a bit of queue and traffic on all of those approaches at the moment. Just to remind you that ASLEF union strike action is affecting services on C2C. Still, there is a reduced service for the rest of today. Do check on that before you travel. And on Greater Anglia, due to construction work for the new Bewley Park station, the main line is closed between Chelmsford and Witham all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham and connecting onto road replacement bus routes. Connecting train services are in operation between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street via Ingerston, also serving Shenfield and Stratford. And finally for now, let's have a quick look at TfL. No issues to report on the Elizabeth Line or London Overground. DLR has no service. Just to remind you, all this weekend between Canning Town and Beckton, replacement buses are in operation there. Severe delay still on the Central Line between Leytonstone and Epping and Woodford via Hainault due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the Western Line. Severe delays on the Bakerloo Line still due to an earlier points failure at Piccadilly Circus. And minor delays on the Jubilee Line due to a shortage of trains. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Get it back to the football, and this is just this minute come through. Increased pressure once again on Erik ten Hag. Disaster for Manchester United at Old Trafford. They are two goals down against Bournemouth. Absolute scenes amongst Bournemouth and the small band of supporters they have who have made the journey north. It's Billing the scorer for them on 68 minutes. Other goals to report in the football. It's now Colchester. I've already done Colchester, sorry. Charlton Athletic 2, Cambridge United 0 in League 1. Isbien North, Bowes and Pitsy were 1-0 up against Wroxham, but the Norfolk side have levelled the scores on the hour mark. It's now Blackpool 2, Carlisle 0 in League 1. Jordan Rhodes, veteran striker, scoring after 67 minutes for the Tangerines, doubling their lead. Walsall are now 2-1 up at Notts County. Isaac Hutchinson, former Southend United striker, has put the Saddlers 2-1 up after 65 minutes. Rotherham, despite being down to 10 men, they have equalised against Swansea in the Championship. Sam Nomba on 64 minutes for the Millers. AFC Wimbledon 2, Swindon 0 now in League 2. Ipswich Town have doubled their lead at Middlesbrough in the Championship. Connor Chapley gave him a lead in the first half, and Omari Hutchinson, their young loan signing from Chelsea, has doubled the Tractor Boys lead on 67 minutes. It's Morecambe 1, Stockport 0 in League 2. Michael Bellin after 70 minutes there. And Dagenham and Redbridge, they have fallen behind in the FA Trophy third round against Peterborough Sports, the side from the National League North. Well, I thought they had, but I think they've actually had a goal disallowed. I'd say that back. It's still Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Peterborough Sports 1. Bit of AC Soul for you now with Princess. This is Say I'm Your Number One.
Yeah.
Duran Duran, the Black Moonlight. It's 22 minutes to 5. Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. And I think Erik ten Hag is going to be getting his sandwiches wrapped in a rope wrap at this rate, because it's turning into a disastrous afternoon for him and his Manchester United side, Bournemouth. And now 3-0 up at Old Trafford in the Premier League. Marcos Senesi, the scorer of Bournemouth's third, 60 minutes from time. A fantastic afternoon for them. Other goals which have gone in since we last had a look. Bowser Pitsy are now level against Wroxham. It's now 2-2 at Lentamer Stadium in it's been the Baynes of Vivada. The scorer of Bowers, second, 80 minutes from time. Wroxham have had somebody sent off as well, so Bowers have an advantage in that game. But it looked like the Amex in the Premier League. Brighton 1, Burnley 1. Brighton's equaliser was scored by Simon Adingra in the 77th minute. There's been a goal at Loftus Road in the Championship, and Queen's Park Rangers have doubled their lead against Hull. Elias Chair scored QPR second on 73 minutes, and Swansea, meanwhile, have taken advantage of having a man advantage in the Championship away to Rotherham. They're now 2-1 up. Jerry Yates scoring a Swan second on 73 minutes there. It's now Southend United 2, Hampton and Richmond Borough 1 in the FA Trophy third round at Roots Hall. So Southend, they went into a 2-0 lead thanks to goals from Nathan Ralph, and Jack Bridge. But Hampton and Richmond, their National League South opponents, have now pulled one back. And in League 2, another side who have pulled one back, a Crewe away at Grimsby. Joe White has scored for Crewe 12 minutes from time, but Grimsby are still winning that one by 2-1. Just to let you know, one other non-league match which was postponed today. Step 5 in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. Stansted were due to be at home to Harpenden Town, but thanks to a Waterloo pitch, that one was called off. Rugby, and I've got a couple of local results. The first couple I've seen, these are from Regional 1 South East. Westcliff remain bottom of the table despite having won three of their matches so far this season, which is three more than they won last season when they crashed out of the National League Division 2 East. But they were defeated this afternoon at home by Old Northamptonians, who beat them by 17-12. And only just above them in the league, a Rochford Hundred, who travelled to HUL Tring this afternoon. And Rochford were beaten 28-15 by the home side. There was one other match in Regional 1 South East this afternoon. That is Colchester versus Shelford. But that one only started at 3 o'clock, so it's still going on at the moment. One more goal in the Championship. Cardiff 1, Millwall 0. Cardiff's Dimitris Goutas has given them a late lead on 78 minutes.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. Show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong.
comes on from Jess Glynn, and that's called Friend of Mine. A couple of other goals to tell you about in the football. It's turning into a thoroughly miserable afternoon for Leyton Orient in League One at home to Derby County. We're now 3-0 up at Brisbane Road. And there's been a goal elsewhere in League One. Barnsley have turned things around in their match at Reading. Barnsley are now winning by 2-1. Devante Cole, the scorer, with around about 10 minutes left there. Also in League One, Wigan Athletic, I believe they've taken a late lead against Lincoln City. And in League Two, Stockport have equalised at Morecambe with only 3 minutes to go. Carl Wootton, the scorer of Stockport's equaliser. And there's been another goal in League Two in the match between AFC Wimbledon and Swindon Town. AFC Wimbledon looking very comfortable now. They are 3-0 up. Ali Alhamadi, the scorer of their third, with 11 minutes left.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It was reported that Wigan had taken the lead against Lincoln in League One, but in fact that goal was disallowed. Still goalless in the closing stages of that game. Tranmere looked like they've nicked it against Newport in League Two. They have scored 2 minutes from time. Connor Jennings, the scorer. And in League One, Cambridge United, I believe, have pulled one back at Charlton. Gassan had me the scorer for Cambridge United, but Neil Harris in his first game in charge of them, currently facing defeat as Charlton still winning by 2-1. And a vital 3 points possibly for struggling Sheffield Wednesday away to Stoke in the Championship. They have taken a lead in injury time in the 91st minute. Anthony Musaba has scored to put the Owls in the lead. There it is, Stoke City 0, Sheffield Wednesday 1. Getting back to the local rugby, I've got the results now from Regional 2. Anglia finished Brentwood 16, Chelmsford 19, Harlow 14, Eton Banner 13. Southend Saxons remain top of the table after they won 34-19 away to Holt. If There was defeat for Dagenham, though. They were away to Stonemarket, and the home side beat them 27 points to 17. And Thurrock, 27. Saffron Walden, 12, was another final score. And Woodford, currently in second place, they hosted the Bottom Club, Norwich, and Woodford won that match by 47 points to 21. Getting back to football, an equaliser for Motherwell, late equaliser, 92nd minute in their match against St Johnstone. Mika Biereth scoring in the 92nd minute for them. Here come the Prodigy, and they are Out of Space. So football, the first full times are coming through now. Still quite a few goals going in late on, though. And what a dismal afternoon for Manchester United. What on earth is going on there? They are now 4-0 down at home to Bournemouth. Dango Uatra has scored a fourth for the Cherries in the 92nd minute. One of the low points in the history of Manchester United, I would think, with all due respect to Bournemouth. Elsewhere, it is now Aberdeen 2 Hearts 1 in the Scottish Premiership. Leighton Clarkson's going in injury time for Aberdeen. He looks like he may have fixed it for them. Reading 1, Barnsley 3 now. Max Waters looks like he sealed in for Barnsley in the 87th minute. Full-time at Carrow Road in the Championship. No goals in the match between Norwich and Preston. League 1, it's now Northampton 3, Fleetwood 0. Mitch Pinnock scored Northampton's third in injury time. That is now a final score, by the way. League 1, it's Peterborough 3, Oxford United 0. They're still playing there. Ryan de Havilland scoring Posh's third in injury time. In the Isthmian North, a late equaliser for Hayley Swifts against Basildon United, who had led since the 9th minute, but came Monday has had other ideas. He has levelled the scores for Steve Tilson's side in the dying moments of that game. It's now Blackpool 3, Carlisle 0. In fact, that's a full-time score at Bloomfield Road in the Championship. Jordan Rhodes scored his second and Blackpool's third, 5 minutes into injury time. League 1, final score, Adams Park, Wickham 0, Shrewsbury 1. Scottish Premiership, St Mirren have beaten Ross County by 2-0. Also in the Scottish Premiership, it's finished Motherwell 1, St Johnstone 1. And it's still Manchester United 0, Bournemouth 3. That's fourth goal for Bournemouth, I believe, has been disallowed. I don't know whether it went to VAR or there was some delay, but it is still 3-0 to Bournemouth there. Not that I will care now, really. League 1, a couple more full-time. Burton 1, Stevenage 2, Exeter 0, Port Vale 1. Late goal for Colchester United at the Community Stadium. Joseph Taylor in the 97th minute. They're still playing there, but Crawley are still winning 2-1. League 2, all over at Blundell Park. Grimsby 2, Crewe 1. In the Championship, meanwhile, leaders Leicester have comprehensively beaten Plymouth by 4-0. And in the Championship, massive win at the other end of the table for Sheffield Wednesday, 1-0 Stoke this afternoon. All over at London Road in League 1, he's finished Peterborough United 3, Oxford United 0. All over in League 2, in the game between Morecambe and Stockport, the leaders, that has finished one apiece. And in the Isthmian North, full-time now, it's Grayley Road. It has finished Hayley Swifts 1, Basildon United 1. Full-time at the Amex in the Premier League, it's finished Brighton and Hove Albion 1, Burnley 1. And what a start for Chris Wilder in his second spell as the manager of Sheffield United. His first game back at Bramall Lane, and they've beaten Brentford by a 0-0. James McAtee in first half injury time. That goal was enough to give them a victory. All square at Molineux has finished Wolves 1, Nottingham Forest 1 in another Premier League game. League 1 has finished Bristol Rovers 1, Cheltenham 1. Late equaliser for Cambridge United at Charlton. It's Ghassan Hadbi with his second, and Cambridge is second in the 96th minute. I think they're still playing at the Valley. League 2, it's finished Notts County 1, Wolves all 2. A late equaliser for Hampton and Richmond Borough in second half injury time at the FA Trophy third round. It's now 2-2 at Roots Hall between Southend and Hampton. Full-time in the Championship, Cardiff have beaten Millwall by 0-0. Also in the Championship, it's finished Huddersfield 1, Bristol City 1, Ipswich Town. Great result for them. They will stay in second place after winning 2-0 at Middlesbrough this afternoon. A late winner by the looks of it for Bowes and Pitsy. They're 3-2 up against Wroxham. Matt Price scoring in injury time. They're still playing at the Len Salmon Stadium. Right now, the time is 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.